Shalom, אנחנו נקרא...
Hello, we're reading selected excerpts from Bala Sulam on the topic of building the future society. We'll continue from passage number 44. You can, as always, you can ask questions, and relevant questions may be aired.
Yeah, we still need to learn these excerpts and see how Bala Sulam wrote them, in what way, what he thought. Maybe yes, no, maybe they're suitable for us, they're not, they're clear, they're not clear. What he wanted to express there. We need to somehow kind of get to feel his writing.
Excerpt number 44, this is from the writings of the last generation. Even courthouses will not be necessary unless some unusual event occurs.
Meaning some member of the nation broke some law, some basic law of connection of the nation, so then...
Where the neighbors do not influence an exceptional individual, in that case, special pedagogues will be needed to turn that person around through argumentation and explanation of the benefit of society.
If they can't influence him in the usual way, then we'll have to connect to him professionals who will tend to him and reform him.
Until that person is brought back in line. If one is stubborn, and it is all to no avail, then the public will turn away from that person as though from an outcast, until that person rejoins with the rules of society.
Meaning, if we move away from him, we move away in order to educate him, to teach him, so he will understand that without society, he can't do anything. And how much he has to correct himself in order to be connected to us. No questions? Clear? Yes?
He says in the article in Shamati that a person is already under his punishment, but he forgot that he has brothers and friends and... Here in the article, he says that the society tries to mention the rules of the king to the person. How do we each remind to ourselves that we have sinned, etc.? And how can we look at it in a way that the person didn't go over the law, breach the law, but to remember
it. It depends how the society works with itself and with everyone. This is why everyone must be learning and must be practicing. Only in this way, when we constantly learn, soon you will see that half the population in every country will be jobless, unemployed, redundant, out of work. And that's it. What are you going to do with them? It'll be a disaster. People who, even today, yes, if we were to produce only products that are necessary, that we really need, and not all kinds of surplus, that are totally useless, other than their only use is that they destroy nature, then even today, half the people would be out of work. Half of them. What will they do? You need to distribute work to everyone for several hours a day, and the rest of the time you put them in the same workplace where they are working or in other places. You bring them into classrooms to connect. When they work in this way, it is considered work. But a different kind of work, spiritual work. Work on connection, on just adapting ourselves to the general force of nature, by which we are rewarded with a great reward in corporeality and in spirituality. Why is this not work? It's called the work of the Creator. So it is work toward the general force, the general landlord, owner. And then we get from him an actual reward, a big one, a comprehensive reward. This is why we must influence each and every one in this. That's it. And I have nothing more to add. There must be treatment, personal and general, non-stop.
And,
right, let's go. Yes?
Sergei from Moscow is asking, how will the human change if he departs from society?
We don't let people move away from society. We let no one move away from society. We have to bring everyone into it. It's the law, it's a federal law of the last generation, a federal law of the last generation that no one is allowed to move away. Everyone must be educated. When society moves away from that person, it's an educational act. Who was it there? Yes.
As long as society is governed by people who, I don't know, are Kabbalists or who have a spirit of connection, then it all works. But what's happening if the governance of society is, say, what we see today, those who manage society?
Well, we are in the last generation, so the first has to be the recognition of evil of where we are. And opposite that, there should come a decision and a different choice to choose, to elect a government. I still don't see anyone who is running in this way, who put it in their banner, in their... In their mission statement, to put connection in their socialism, fascism, Nazism, these are all methods of connection. You didn't have a better method of connection than in Nazi Germany. Everyone were connected, really. Heart and soul. In Spain, he didn't succeed that much with Franco. There were Republicans there as well, and the Russians interfered as well in the war. And then, so they fought with him. The supporters of Franco against the socialists. But it's a big problem that we have to explain what is the right connection. And the problem is that we see how all kinds of movements, purportedly socialistic movements, rise, like in America, for example. These are fascist movements. They're really fascist movements, and we will see how it'll spread and take root in America.
So when I read what Balasulam writes, and I'm saying if the Kabbalists won't lead society, it'll be a catastrophe. They'll use the same things he says. Not worthy people, then oh boy.
Right. This is why, for the time being, you've seen that the left is declining and the right is ascending. But the right will soon show its weakness. Here, it is a different problem. If there weren't a problem of security, of the defense problems, and the thriving that the local capitalism offers. So without the problem, the security problems we have, I don't know what would be our choice in terms of elections. And the left is very short-sighted. It doesn't know how to explain anything. It's got nothing in its hands. It's not holding anything. The left that we had in the past fell. It's got nothing. The new left, meaning connecting the people, not because it's good for the people, and then you build kibbutzim and they fall after one generation. Or you build, like in Russia, the system which becomes one big KGB. Rather, if you connect it to the upper force, call it nature, the power of bestowal that exists in nature, if you do it in the right way, then you return to the left on a different level. This is what Bala Sulam explains here in the last generation. This is not the left that's totally bankrupt. Let's hope that a new left will arise.
I'm asking something else. How is it possible to rely on these rules that are probably good rules? They won't fall into bad people's hands and we'll have this one big KGB.
It depends on us, mister. It depends on our explanation. If we come to a state where the people listen, so at least we will be accepted by the people as ones who understand what is the development of the nation and where it's headed, not only for us, but all over the world. In every place, we can say what, according to the real laws of nature, is happening in every single country. And you see what's happening. What I said 10 years ago with economists or with a representative of the European Union or with American Jews, they didn't understand. They didn't agree, not about anti-Semitism that would rise, not about Europe reaching the state of destruction and the recognition of evil. They disagreed. So it happened. It still happened gradually. It's not like I want them to remember what I said, but we have to continue to explain our agenda, our method, and they will understand. It's not because we're smart. We have a grip on the truth. And this is what makes us smart. It's not like we have wisdom in us. It'll come. Yes.
Rav, these rules that we accept from Bala Sulam, can we use them in our work today in the 10 as well?
If you scrutinize them correctly, and it's a problem. The easiest for us is to accept the rules that Rabash writes in the social articles. There it is certain and somehow understood and close to us.
What do you mean to clarify them correctly?
You can't take anything from these excerpts. He wrote it for himself. He wanted to perhaps write complete research on the last generation later. But he understood that it was still, that the generation was not ready yet, so he dropped it. There were many things he wrote, many excerpts and pieces that he wrote, and he burnt them. We don't have them. Because the generation wasn't ready, so he didn't want it. He wanted to write only things that would not confuse people. And when it needs to be, it'll be revealed. This is why he wrote and burned it. Because once he wrote it, it was out there in the world. And when we get to that degree, we will understand it.
We'll continue to excerpt number 45. This is from Peace in the World. Do not be surprised if I mix together the well-being of a particular collective with the well-being of the whole world. Because indeed we've already come to such a degree where the whole world is considered one collective and one society. That is, because each person draws his life's marrow and his livelihood from all the people in the world. He thereby becomes enslaved to serve and care for the well-being of the entire world.
If we are in a system that, where from above, we are being treated as a single group, when did it start, Niv?
The 60s.
From the establishment of the state, maybe from the first wave of immigration when the creator started gathering here the tribes. From then onward, he started checking on our connection, to what extent we are drawn to it or not. And you can see how to this day we have not succeeded in connecting. First immigration was toward the end of the 19th century. We didn't succeed with the socialists. We didn't succeed with the capitalists. We exist for the time being by the grace of God, so to speak. This is why we have to hurry up as long as we have this quota, this time, this stretch of time that we've been given to begin the connection. Otherwise, as Barasulam writes, the country could completely disintegrate. Because we were given a certain amount of time to connect, and if we don't, then there is no need for our being here. We were given a chance.
The
speech for the completion of the Zohar. Right. Soon he will give us an excerpt from there. Yes?
Tov.
All right. Moshe, keep going. It's impossible. Yes? What?
When do we bring together this topic of the upper force that does everything, and when do we say we haven't succeeded? On the one hand, you said that the Creator started bringing the people to Israel. He is running things. On the other hand, you say we didn't succeed. On the other hand, he's running things. So how do I relate to this?
As usual, you have your profound and just complaints. We learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah that there is a law in nature. The upper law in nature is called godliness, the Creator. This is how we can know Him. We cannot know anything about Him other than it is one superior law of nature, which is the law of connection. The Creator, that law, broke us through the ego that appeared in us. So now we are far from each other. And He gave us a long way of recognizing our situation, our nature, so as to gradually connect. Gradually means to the extent of our efforts. And we must come to it. Bala Sulam explains to us that if we, having been connected and being exiled and returned to here and were given a chance to connect and thereby show the world what is connection, if we don't realize it within a set amount of time, I don't know how long it is, he doesn't write it, than we, as he wrote, this country there's nothing to it. Yes, so we will have to leave it. And our environment, meaning the Arabs around us, will pressure us to such an extent that you won't be able to keep it. Every society on a corporeal level has a certain cycle of establishment, thriving, old age, and death, like a human, like human life. Let's say we are still on the stage of thriving. Yes, high tech, schmitech, all those things. It's all about the we. This is just a sign that soon the decline will come. And then nothing will help you. It's like every single country. There's this time and there's that time. There's a time from up above down and a time from below up. We are now at the height of our development. It's the Trump era. I don't want to be a prophet. And I don't want, like I spoke about anti-Semitism or about the financial crisis or about the European market. I don't want to say about a word about this. I don't. I really don't. But you will see. In the end, a decline will come. If we, until then, don't bring ourselves to a state of connection with a tendency, yes, gradually, we will feel that we have nothing to do here, no reason to be here. Very simple, you'll feel, there's no reason to be here. Maybe I'll go someplace. And everyone will feel it. It's not like you'll have this and that, and someone will say, no, it's my country, it's my people, it's good to die for our country. No, there won't be that. A decline is a decline. This is what happened to everyone. Because if you don't elevate yourself to the spiritual level, then you're like everyone else, and even less than everyone else. And just as they decline, so will you. But with you, the pace will be quicker. Yes.
We'll continue to say it to the world, and sooner even we're going to hand out newspapers.
And to ourselves as well.
And to ourselves. My question is, what prevents people from hearing? It's the Creator. It's not that they have, we say, all seemed as beasts. So
I told you, mister, I understand your nature. You're constantly throwing the blame on someone else.
No, I'm not.
Of course it's the Creator's fault. Yes, but He did it on purpose. So you would not yell at Him, but you would understand that you have to overcome Him. It's His fault. He did it. He made the evil inclination. He created the stubbornness in everyone. It's all true. But you have to turn. Once you see this bad through the tent, you have to turn to Him and ask for the sake of the whole world or for the sake of the people of Israel.
I'm not talking about myself or even the people here who are doing that. I'm talking about people outside who are supposed to listen, and He's closing their ears. And you're saying that they're going to be killed now. So if their ears are closed, so how does that work?
It's your fault.
Okay, so I'll ask simply, what else do I need to do, and people here need to do, so that the Creator will open their ears?
Think.
How in a system that you're defining some organized procedure, there's a procedure here that's unclear, that thousands of people are trying to follow what you're saying, and still nothing happens, or even more, my action becomes worse, meaning the amount of people join less, we can't speak to as many people, less being heard, etc.
Are you worried about it?
Very.
Are you doing something accordingly?
Everything I'm able to do.
Doing what?
I'm trying to use all the skills the Creator has given me to give to the system so that it can disseminate what you're talking about in the best possible way.
You have to continue. You have to continue. There's nothing else to do. Then you will discover that there is more reserves. Yeah, reserves. That you haven't used. You thought I would open up some box and will tell you there is a golden key here to some... What did you think?
I didn't think you'll open up anything. I'm just presenting to you a picture of reality the way I see it, and some other friends who are seeing it and that are sort of despaired of our own strength, not knowing what are the other reserves or what else that we haven't done to yet.
I did not have the privilege of seeing Bala Sulam. When he passed away, I was 11, maybe? No, I was 10? I was 7? Why? He passed away in 53? 50? 54. All right. I was 8 years old. But I did hear how difficult life was. And if a person looks according to what he sees in this world, he sees that he didn't succeed. That he didn't succeed. I saw with Rabash. Also, there was the hope was much bigger than what happened in the end. And if you judge according to what you see, what happened? Nothing. I just want to say one thing about this. I'm not the boss who accepts your work, you know, to whom you are accountable. If you want, do. There is no coercion in spirituality. And according to your eyes, to your vision, perspective, there were many wise guys like you before, in every generation. I don't accept these complaints, just like I don't accept my own complaints. One side in me speaks against, and one side speaks in favor. It'll be like that until the end of correction. So I have nothing to answer you. But specifically, love will cover all crimes. So you get up and work. And even if there's one person left in the world, only me, and everyone's against it, and everyone is not into it, so what? So what? What happened? I don't determine the situation on the ground. I work with whatever the Creator gives me. I don't understand this approach.
I'm trying not to understand. For a long time I stopped trying to understand, and I'm trying to just do whatever I understand that I need to do. I'm trying to understand the claim that we have, or as it is heard from you, towards the public, that they came and built and ruined and this was elected and that was elected, and they're just puppets. What kind of complaints we have to them? They can't hear. Their ears were closed and they don't hear.
I, first of all, am not accusing anyone. I'm just saying they have Rishimot that we can awaken. Rishimot from all that the people went through, and explain it to them correctly, according to the laws, the continuation, that we understand that is happening in nature. This is what I talked about.
And who's preventing them from hearing these Rishimot?
Who preventing them? Who prevents it?
They don't have free choice. They don't have anything. If the Creator, just like He opened the point in the heart to me or to other people here and caused us to do some switch in our mind, if He doesn't do this to them, they won't hear until the final correction, until He ruins the entire world. They're not going to hear it on their own.
They will listen if you help them listen through the Creator, through your efforts.
That's exactly what I asked before. What else do we need to do in order to help them hear?
Not calm down and keep working. I have no other tricks. All I know is that as long as I'm alive and breathing and can teach and speak and write, I must do this. What? To publicize, to make the name of the Creator known in the world, together with His plan, and the end of correction, which is to Him the purpose of creation. I have to explain it and talk about it. That's it. Do I have the patience? I have less patience than you. But I have no choice. And we continue. And right now we're not continuing, but we're finishing. You wanted to give us this excerpt? All right. 65.
So we'll go to 65. This is from article for the celebration of the completion of the Zohar from Bala Sulam. The fact is that the Creator took our holy land out of the Gentiles and gave it back to us, and still we haven't received the land back to us, to our own authority, since the time of reception has not yet come, as we explained concerning the complete attainment. Thus, He has given, but we have not received. Since we have no economic independence, and there is no political independence without economic independence. Moreover, there is no redemption of the body without redemption of the soul. As long as the majority of the people are captive in the foreign cultures of the nations and are incapable of Israel's religion and culture, the bodies, too, will be captive under the alien forces. In this respect, the land is still in the hands of the foreigners. The proof is that no one is excited about the redemption as it should have been with redemption after 2 millennia. Not only are those in the diaspora...
I remember my grandfather back in Vitebsk, in Belarus, how he dreamt. He told me when I was this big. He told me about the land of Israel, and then there's Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, and they build things. He dreamt about it. It was 1955, something like that. And today, no one's excited. There is no excitement. It's a generation that is perfectly suited to entry into the land, to the physical land of Israel. That's not impressed by it. The socialists came, kibbutzniks came, and they built completely unlike those who anticipated the arrival from the exile. It's nothing like we thought it would happen, but look what happened. So we have to accept it and continue. There are many questions why history turned out the way it did.
In this respect, the land is still in the hands of the foreigners. Not only are those in the diaspora not inclined to come to us and delight in the redemption, but a large portion of those that have been redeemed and are already dwelling among us are anxiously waiting to get rid of this redemption and return to the countries from which they came. Thus, even though the Creator has delivered the land from the hands of the nations and has given it to us, we have not received it, and we are not enjoying it. But with this giving, the Creator has given us an opportunity for redemption, to be purified and sanctified and assume the work of the Creator in Torah and Mitzvot Lishma. At that time, the temple will be built and we will receive the land into our own authority. Then we will experience and feel the joy of redemption. But as long as we have not come to this, nothing will change. There is no difference between the current manners of the land and the way it was while still under the hands of foreigners, in law, in economy, and in the work of the Creator. Thus, all we have is an opportunity for redemption.
Meaning to connect. Otherwise, we will remain as in all the countries of the diaspora, in the exile. And what will help us return from exile is this paper, The Nation, who our friend Dudi and his company, his entourage, his assistants, have created for us for Passover.
So we have an opportunity for redemption. In addition to our inner efforts, we can go out to the people of Israel and then the coming week towards the holiday and give them this gift called the newspaper The Nation. It's our Kabbalah La'am newspaper, and it's all about the Passover holiday. It's about how do we rearrange our relationships as the solution to everything. It's going to explain how we come out of Egypt and what is Passover in Kabbalah and what's the connection between Pharaoh and today's anti-Semites, and how thanks to righteous women we will come out of Egypt. And also great friends from all over the world wrote for us, like Peter from New York and Chris from London and Alon from Spain and Marina from San Francisco, who are writing about different aspects of the global crisis so that people in Israel will feel what's happening in the world. And a lot of friends joined, and that is thanks to a lot of friends who wrote short texts. And we only selected a few, but have no fear that be rest assured that all the texts will be shared online. And friends shared their insights from life and work and family and so forth. And at the end of the newspaper, which perhaps should be at the head of the newspaper, there is an address to the elected prime minister, that his first goal, mission, is to embrace the nation, to bring to the unity of the nation, to build a nationwide plan that will lead to connection between all of us. And this is our call to action, and we're actually continuing on the path of Baal HaSulam in calling upon the nation. And now each and every friend can hand out this important message to every Israeli.
Good for Dudi and for all who helped him, and to everyone, and to Mail too, who will make an effort to distribute it later. First he needs to make an effort. That's it, right?
So we'll read a few messages to conclude. We have the evening lesson, 5:30 p.m. Israel time, with Rav Lightman live on KabbalahGroup.info. And thanks to the TV viewers, have a good day. All as one, the Kabbalah Convention in South and North America. We're inviting everyone to the Mexico Congress in May 17th through the 19th, and to New Jersey from May 23 through the 26th. Go to kab.info/congress for details. And the Kabbalah Fundamentals course in Israel, you're invited to an introductory meeting. Meetings will take place in April and May throughout the country. The admission costs 30 shekels. Call 1-700-509-209 if you're around, or go to kab.co.il for details. And let's sing a song.
Let your heart speak, let your heart listen, shoulder to shoulder, you won't be alone. Love is around, the deepest ocean, together we're drawn in, I won't let go. Part of you. This is what their life should be. Learning to unite, living in the light. We'll win this fight, and everything's gonna be alright. Learning to unite. Learning
There's only now, only this moment, when we are together,
together as one.